February 12th, 2018 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Boy, that song gets you going, doesn't it? I just stumbled on those guys. Matter of fact, I'm going to do another one. Friday, I'm going to do another one. I want to make a quick announcement so everybody knows. Next week, I'm going to be off, all right? And I've got some sub-hosts that are going to be up there. Tuesday, I've got Steve Elkins coming on. Wednesday, I have Ralph Winterroad, the 21st. Friday, I've got Pat Slattery is going to sit in for me. Thank you, Pat, and Ralph, and Steve. The 19th and the 22nd are still open. I'm still looking for somebody to fill those slots. But at any rate, I have to tell you, I'm not real happy right now, folks. I spent a good part of the weekend doing a lot of research. I put together a couple of really, what I think are really good shows. One of them is on Pedigate. And took me quite a while. I did a lot of research. I listened to a lot of interviews. I read a lot of articles on it and so forth. And I put together what I thought was a real concise point-by-point platform that I could go through with it. And any of my shows that I do, I always I write it out on a notepad on my computer, and I save it. Usually, you know, I'll save it like, a CERN or Natalie Wood or Marilyn Monroe or whatever. I'll put one name in there. And I put the name in there to save it as Pedigate. And I saved it. Then I went to pull it up to do it today, and it won't come up for some reason. I've got literally scores of shows in my computer that I could pull up at any time I want to and redo it or, you know, change it or tweak it or whatever. But with this particular name, for some reason, I put Pedigate in there, I saved it, and every time I go to pull it up, it will not come up. Now, I don't know if that's a glitch in my computer. I don't know whether the NSA has access to it. I don't know what it is. But for whatever reason, it will not come up. What I did find, I'll share a couple things with you. And I want to give a shout-out to John Stadtmiller because, truthfully, I put together a couple of really good shows over the weekend. I'm not going to do the one today. I'm going to do it tomorrow, either tomorrow or Wednesday. Today, I'm just going to cover some bullet points. I'll leave the phone lines open throughout the program, 800-313-9443, if you want to jump into the mix for whatever reason. But getting back to this, as far as the Pedigate thing, I'm convinced, folks. There's no question in my mind. I am convinced that this entire Russia collusion thing with Robert Mueller, you know, the fixer, the choker, is all because Michael Flynn was tipped off, and he's got a list of the deep state pedophiles. Now, I'm going to share a couple of articles that John posted on RBN, but I got that from an interview I heard with Roger Stone. Roger Stone says that, indeed, Flynn does – he was tipped off. He's got a list. He got it from somebody in Switzerland about the deep state pedophiles, which is why ultimately Flynn was ousted. And – I guess the reason he was ousted is because Mike Pence had found out that on that particular list happened to be Mike Pence's best friend, Jeff Flake, the senator here in Arizona. So with that, I'm convinced, along with a lot of other documentation that I read, interviews that I listened to with numerous different people, that yes, this is indeed the cover. Now, going into this first article, on RBN, by the way, you can pull it up if you like. It says that the same deep state team that cleared Hillary and spied on Trump, the Trump transition team, is now working with Mueller. And not only are they working with him, but they're also destroying evidence. Now, the players in this game, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, but as I look at this, I'm looking at these people who obviously, you know, my mother told me this when I was a little boy, the louder you scream, the more guilty you are. Well, who's screaming the loudest here? I'll read these people off to you. The people that are involved in this and likely either compromise or that are participating either directly or indirectly in this pedophile ring. Sally Yates, Barack Obama, James Comey, Robert Mueller, Hillary Clinton, let's see, Andrew McCabe, who was just let go by the FBI, as we know, Bruce and Nellie Orr, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, Glenn Simpson, and Bill Priestrat. Now, that's the people I'm looking at, but the list runs a lot deeper than that. But you know, this is starting to get really interesting, folks, because this is the same deep state team that spied on Trump's transition team, and they worked to exonerate Crooked Hillary in the sham email investigation, and then now they're working to impede, block, delay, lie, deflect from any congressional investigator sniffing out their trail of crimes. Now, we actually called this in October. Is the real purpose of the Mueller investigation for Mueller to destroy evidence of Hillary's and Obama's criminal activity? Well, the Last Refuge at Conservative Treehouse put together this string of very important findings regarding the unlawful spying on the Trump campaign. The Trump transition team and the Trump administration, all of this by, you know, the investigation by the deep state apparatus. Let's see. There's an image on Twitter. It says, in his own initiative, by omitting that officials from the Republic of Turkey provided supervision and direction over the Turkey project signed by Robert Mueller. I don't know what that means, but there's a number of tweets here by the Last Refuge and the Last Refuge at the Last Refuge 2. Number one, the Robert Mueller lawyer, the special counsel attorney that signed General Flynn's statement of offense filed in the U.S. District Court on December 1st, was Brandon L. Van Grack. Or is it Van Grack? I'm sorry. Okay, so scrolling down, it says, now I'm pretty much going through this for the first time, so let me disseminate this and share it and throw it out here with you folks. It says, we discovered the unauthorized disclosures by the GSA on December 12th and 13th of 2017, a couple months ago, when we learned that the special counsel's office had received certain laptops and cell phones containing privileged materials. We initially raised our concerns with Brandon Van Grack in the special counsel's office on laptops and cell phones, and at least one iPad from the GSA. But he assured us that the special counsel's investigation did not recover any emails or other relevant data from the hardware. And during this exchange, Van Grack failed to disclose the crucial fact that undercut the importance of his representations, namely that the special counsel's office had simultaneously received from the GSA tens of thousands of emails, including a very significant volume of privileged material, and that the special counsel's office was actively using these materials without any notice to TFA. Mr. Van Grack also declined to inform us of the identities of the 13 individuals whose materials were at issue. We followed up with Mr. Van Grack the day after learning of this unauthorized disclosure of PTT emails to ask what procedures, if any, had been implemented to protect the privileged PTT communications from unauthorized and improper view. Van Grack declined to respond at the time, but contacted us on December 15, 2017, to inform us that the special counsel's office had, in fact, failed to use an ethical wall or taint team and instead simply reviewed the privileged communications contained in the PTT materials. Van Grack also acknowledged on December 12, 2017, telephone call that even before we contacted him, the special counsel's office had been aware of the importance and sensitivity of the privileged issues that we had raised. Okay. So, going back to these tweets, the Last Refuge. When Trump transition team lawyer Corey Langhofer, Trump for American Transition Organization, contacted the special counsel's office about the illegal and unethical way they retrieved transition team emails from the GSA, who was he put in contact with? Well, it was Brandon L. Van Grack, who was in communication with the Trump for America Transition Organization, and according to the documents on this topic attached, misrepresented, i.e. lied about, the special counsel's access to the GSA emails. Let's see. According to the reports, in August of 17, the Mueller team went around the Trump administration in their quest for documents by directly demanding documents from the General Services Agency, the GSA. Now, what reason would Van Grack have for taking the call from the transition attorney in the first place? And then what reason would he have for lying about the information that was requested? Well, it is my belief, based on mounting evidence, a specific cast of characters within the Mueller-Russia election interference probe were placed there to protect the people behind the FBI's 2016 counterintelligence operation against Trump. I suspect the same FBI and DOJ small group the team who worked diligently to ensure Hillary Clinton was never found culpable in the 2015 and 16 email investigation, later worked on the 2016 Trump counterintelligence operation, the VISA wiretapping surveillance, etc. And that same small group within the FBI and DOJ were then given the task in 2017 of covering both prior operations to A, clear Hillary Clinton, and B, counter intel op on Trump. To cover, cloud, and protect the DOJ and the FBI officials engaged in both operations, the small group is now assembled within Robert Mueller's special counsel team. And inside Mueller's crew, the small group essentially works to watch over what information the Trump officials or Congress could possibly be discovering under the auspices of investigating Russiagate. Now, if the small group comes across a risky trail being followed, they work to impede, to block, to delay, or deflect anyone from that trail. That is why the special counsel attorney that signed General Flynn's statement of offense filed December 1st was the same attorney who responded to the Trump transition team inquiry, Brandon L. Van Grack. This small group are essentially career DOJ and FBI staff lawyers behind and beside the visible names we have recently become aware of, Peter Strzok, Bruce Orr, Lisa Page, Bill Priestrap, Andrew McCabe, Sally Yates, etc. It is very important that Barbara Redgate and General Flynn, along with those who search carefully for the truth, pay attention to these names contained on these documents. It is essentially a repeating pattern of the same people. I hope that makes sense to everyone. The end. So, in October, we at the TGP suspected that the Mueller team was destroying evidence and the bogus crime on President Trump that is not a crime in an investigation that is not constitutional, yet was just a front for the ability to destroy evidence. It looks like, folks, we're getting closer and closer to the rotten core of deep state, and they are doing whatever they can to deflect it, to lie, to deceive, and block the investigators. Eventually, the truth is going to come out. Now, again, I have to interject here that I believe that this entire thing is, first of all, Trump was an outsider. He's not in the club. Okay, it's a big club. He ain't in it. He wound up being as sly and as slick as he was as a campaigner, as a salesperson. He wound up getting in there. He campaigned correctly. He had the right advice, and he won the election. But they don't want him there. They never have wanted him there. They want him gone because he has information that is literally could destroy him, and he got it from Michael Flynn. That's my opinion. That's from what I've been able to derive from a lot of different people, interviews, and documentation that I've read. So take that for what it is. I tell you what, I did this once before. I put together a show here, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I got all the way through it, and I forgot my computer crashed, and all the information left me. I had to redo the whole thing, which is what I'm going to have to do with Pedogate if I decide to do it. And it's annoying. Let's put it this way. When you have to redo a show that you've already done, that you've lost a whole bunch of bullet points and pertinent information, it's annoying to have to go back through and redo it. So I may do that. I may not. I'm not sure. It really troubles me that I put as much time as I did into it and I cannot access it. So with that, let's see. Let's shift gears here. On another front, and I'm going to give a shout out here to Larry on this one. Looks like out of the Daily Bell that they are submitting a new domestic terrorism bill targeting patriot groups and citizen militias. And this is by Joe Jarvis. He put this out day before yesterday. To authorize dedicated domestic terrorism offices within the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation to analyze and monitor domestic terrorist activity and require the federal government to take steps to prevent domestic terrorism. Now, that's the text of the bill that's been introduced to Congress on February 2nd and is called the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act of 2018. Now, the FBI defines domestic terrorism as U.S.-based movements that espouse extremist ideologies of a political, a religious, a social, a racial, or environmental nature. what is an extremist ideology? Now, it's easy to see on one end of the spectrum once violence happens. But the FBI sees the progression as crossing the line from First Amendment protected rights and committing crimes to further their political agenda. It sounds like they are saying speaking out is a precursor to terrorism, and exercising rights is suspicious. The bill makes repeated reference to patriot groups as well as anti-government militias. Now, according to our friends there at the Southern Poverty Law Center, back in 2015, for the first time in 5 years, the number of hate groups in the United States rose by 14%. Now, the increase included a more than twofold rise in the number of Ku Klux Klan chapters. The number of anti-government militias and patriot groups also grew by 14% back in 2015. And the problem is that one government agency already targeted innocent people based on their affiliation to the word patriot. The IRS, if we recall, targeted Tea Party patriots for scrutiny and intimidation by asking intrusive questions far out of the purview of tax collection. And now government policing agencies want to associate patriots and militias with the KKK and other racist groups. This bill throws out a large net, and innocent people are going to get caught up in it. Anti-government militias and white supremacists should absolutely not be under the same label. They have entirely different motivations. The militias are defensive, seeking to protect themselves from government abuse. And history has proven the need for a robust check on government military and policing power. In fact, without militia-like entities, Cliven Bundy and his family may be in prison or dead right now. Yet, Bundy was recently cleared after extensive corruption of the FBI and Bureau of Land Management was revealed in their attempts to prosecute Cliven Bundy. And we know these agencies are politically motivated. We know they often have ulterior motives for targeting people. The government pushes this bill as a response to 77 deaths by domestic extremists in the United States since September 11th, 2001. That's 17 years ago. And 255 deaths from right-wing extremists since 1993. And in 1993 alone, the government killed 77 people in one incident during the Waco siege. Without Bundy's militia, they may have done the same to him and his family. So-called anti-government militias seem like a better way to keep people safe than new powers for the Department of Homeland Security. I hear the break coming up. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around, more to come.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Continuing on with this. So, you know, it shouldn't be a problem that the bill targets white supremacists. They are, after all, responsible for violence, including the tragic killing spree carried out by Dylann Roof on a church in a church congregation. But Trump supporter, what is this? 765. Excuse me, just a moment, folks. Just a second. Hello? 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 Okay, I'm sorry. I'm on the radio, ma'am. I cannot talk to you. Thank you. Sorry about that, folks. That was a call on my other phone line, which is very rare that I get one, so I thought I'd take the call. So I apologize for that. But anyway, but now Trump supporter is now synonymous with white supremacists to the mainstream media. Now, how often do you hear people throw out the charge of racism when something has nothing to do with race? Antifa is a far-left group of fascists that call themselves anti-fascists. They ironically claim to be against fascism while destroying property and violently attacking anyone who disagrees with them. But all too often, protesters are grouped in with these rioters. All right, now what's going on here? I'm having some computer difficulties here, folks. Give me a break. Give me a second. Something is happening. Okay. It is freezing up. All right. Well, let's find out why. Uh-oh. Okay. Give me a second here, folks. Something really strange is happening to my computer. My screen has just been wiped clean for some reason. Okay. Okay, Dan, do me a favor. Go to music here for a couple of minutes. My computer seems to be totally dysfunctioning here. Go to music for a couple of minutes, and let's go through the break here and see if I can get this straightened out. All right, thank you.
All the night. time of the day. The sun about to see the love of woman. They do the sun about the night. Then they do the walk. Do the walk of life. Yeah, you do the walk of life. It's just a song in all the trouble and the strife. You do the walk. Yeah, you do the walk of life. You do the walk of life.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
All right, folks, we're back. Michael Herzog, your host. I apologize for that. Bear with me here, folks, because my screen is doing some really weird things here. It just right out of the blue, it'll just go blank for some reason, and it loses everything that I'm concentrating on. But let's see if we can get through this here. Again, Antifa is a far-left group of fascists that call themselves anti-fascists, and they ironically claim to be against fascism while destroying property and violently attacking anyone who disagrees with them. But all too often, protesters are grouped in with these rioters. Now, the bill cites these two extremist caricatures, but they apply these monikers to much broader segments of the population than they actually encompass. And, for example, a protest protected free speech may quickly be labeled an Antifa riot or a white supremacist rally because of the affiliation of 1% of the protesters. Now, these relatively tiny groups are being magnified by the media, and it is difficult to get exact numbers on the movements. But the Antifa Facebook page has a worldwide following of under 282,000, with 2.2 billion active users. That is less than 0.1% of Facebook users that show support for Antifa. As for the white supremacists, according to the ADL, during the recent surge of right-wing extremist activity in the United States that began back in 2009, white supremacists did not grow appreciably in numbers as anti-government extremists did, but existing white supremacists did become more angry and agitated with a consequent rise of serious white supremacist violence. So what they did there? While admitting that the white supremacist numbers haven't grown, they associate anti-government extremists with racist hate groups. And given that they claim this right-wing extremism grew in 2009, they are likely referring to Tea Party groups. And to them, being pro-limited government and anti-government oppression equals anti-government extremists. So skeptics think that government actually created a radicalized Antifa and white supremacist groups, and this allows them to associate peaceful protesters on the left and the right with actual violent extremists. And by radicalizing tiny elements of groups who have good reason to protest the government, they create straw men to argue against and use to justify bills like the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act. They can't outlaw peaceful protests, but they can insert violent extremists, and we've seen them do that before, or agent provocateurs into every rally and use that as an excuse to shoot tear gas and call in the riot police. A 2014 report from Human Rights Watch found government agents are directly involved in most high-profile U.S. terror plots. The FBI often targeted particularly vulnerable people, including those with intellectual and mental disabilities and the indigent. The government, often acting through informants, then actively developed the plot, persuading and sometimes pressuring the targets to participate and provided the resources to carry it out. The United States has also made overly broad use of material support charges, punishing behavior that did not demonstrate an intent to support terrorism. And the courts have accepted prosecutorial tactics that may violate fair trial rights, such as introducing evidence obtained by coercion, classified evidence that cannot be fairly contested, and inflammatory evidence about terrorism in which defendants played no part, and asserting government secrecy claims to limit the challenges to surveillance warrants. And in one case, they charged a man with material support for providing military gear to terrorists because he had waterproof socks in his luggage. And on the domestic terrorism side, A Huffington Post article draws concerns about the increase in white supremacist domestic terrorism. Last year, white supremacists murdered 18 people, while in 2016, white supremacists killed only 7. Every one of those deaths is a tragedy. But with such small numbers, the statistics tell us nothing. Any given American has an effective 0.000006 chance of becoming a murder victim of a white supremacist. And 2 victims in those statistics were the parents of the killer's ex-girlfriend who had convinced their daughter to break up with their racist boyfriend. Again, I am not minimizing the horror white supremacists inflict on and around them, but it is misleading to classify that as a domestic terrorist attack, and it seems unlikely that a dedicated domestic terrorism office within the Department of Homeland Security would have prevented it. So to be clear here, I am not concerned about the government targeting white supremacists. The problem is labeling people white supremacists in order to monitor them. For instance, the bill uses right-wing extremists and white supremacists almost interchangeably, and then it throws in some anti-government. Well, they might very well consider being against the government's violence anti-government. Comparatively, it is amazing that they are concerned about 387 people killed by domestic terrorists over the last decade. By the way, let me throw in 170,000 people that died due to prescription drugs last year. Okay, but that doesn't matter. Anyway, the Huffington Post number is higher than government figures because it includes domestic attacks attributed to foreign governments foreign movements like ISIS. They left out the biggest domestic terrorist organization of all. Conveniently, no government organization tracks the number of people killed by the police. But the Washington Post has tracked American police killings since 2015. In 2015 through 17, American police killed a total of 2,945 people. It took only 3 years for police to kill more than 7 times the number of people killed in all domestic terrorist attacks in the last 10 years. And let me add that 2,945 people is about the same amount of people that allegedly died on 9/11. So, all boiled down, the actual threat, oh boy, of domestic terrorism is greatly exaggerated. And federal law enforcement already engages in entrapment tactics, which would likely expand under the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act. The government's propensity towards violence is actually a larger threat to Americans than domestic terrorism. Their targeting blurs the lines between peaceful activists, concerned citizens, and Antifa and white supremacists. To protect innocent people exercising free speech and freedom of expression from intrusive surveillance and targeting by dangerous government organizations, this bill should be rejected. You don't have to play by the rules of the corrupt politicians. the manipulative media and the brainwashed peers. Okay, this bill needs to be defeated. We continually see this being ratcheted up like the frog in the pond. Okay, more and more and more. More regulations, more rules, to the point where we will be censored, to the point where we won't even be able to speak anymore, folks. That being said, I am still having the same issues with this computer. I cannot seem to get this to act. I cannot get into any of the articles that I wish to share with you. Dan, it looks like I'm going to have to take another break and reboot this thing, as much as I hate to. But for whatever reason, I am not able to get this to do anything. So, folks, let's go back to the music. Let me see if I can reboot this thing and get it up to speed. Dan, go ahead and go to music here. Let me see if I can remedy this problem, if you will.
Maybe a diamond ring.
Well, it's all
say you're wrong. Well, it's all right. Sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's all right. As long as you got somewhere to lay. Well, it's all right. Every day is Judgment Day.
Maybe somewhere down the road away, think of me and wonder where I am these days.
At the end of the line.
Maybe somewhere down the road when somebody plays.
At the end of the line.
Purple haze.
Well, it's all right. Even when push comes to shove. Well, it's all right. If you got someone to love. Well, it's all right. Everything will work out fine.
Ashamed of the car I drive.
At the end of the line.
I'm just glad to be here, happy to feel that.
At the end of the line.
And it don't matter if you're by my side.
At the end of the line.
I'm satisfied.
Well, it's all right. Even if you're old and gray, well, it's all right.
Thank you. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. I apologize for that. My computer is doing some really weird things today. Does that make me crazy? Yes, I've been crazy here trying to reboot this thing and get it back up to what I can report to you. Anyway, shout out to Carol in Idaho for this next one coming up here. And this, you know, this folks should really solve the complete immigration issue, because all of these states are complaining about all these, you know, illegals, and states are making, California's making it a sanctuary state and sanctuary cities across the nation. But you know what's interesting is Missouri has no illegals. Go figure. Now, shouldn't the other states do the same? Missouri's approach to the problem of illegal immigration appears to be a little bit more advanced, a little more sophisticated, strict and effective than anything to date in Arizona. Does the White House appreciate what Missouri has done? So why doesn't Missouri receive attention? And the answer to that question? Well, there are no illegals in Missouri to demonstrate, and the media doesn't want to publicize that fact. Yes, the Show Me State has again shown us how it should be done. There needs to be more publicity and exposure regarding what Missouri has done. So, in 2007, Missouri placed on the ballot a proposed constitutional amendment designating English as the official language of Missouri. And in November of 2008, nearly 90% voted in favor. Well, thus, English became the official language for all government activity in Missouri. Wow, go figure. No individual has the right to demand government services in a language other than English. So in 2008, a measure was passed that required the Missouri Highway Patrol and other law enforcement officials to verify the immigration status of any person arrested and inform federal authorities if the person is found to be in Missouri illegally. And Missouri law enforcement officers receive specific training with respect to enforcement of federal immigration laws. In Missouri, illegal immigrants do not have access to taxpayer benefits such as food stamps or health care through the Missouri Health Net. And in 2009, a measure was passed that ensures Missouri's public institutions of higher education do not award financial aid to individuals who are illegally in the United States. And in Missouri, all post-secondary institutions of higher education are required to annually certify to the Missouri Department of Higher Education that they have not knowingly awarded financial aid to students who are unlawfully present in the United States. So it is important to remember, Missouri has been far more proactive in addressing this horrific problem. Missouri has made it clear that illegal immigrants are not welcome in the state, and they will not receive public benefits at the expense of Missouri taxpayers. How about that, folks? Top of the hour break coming up. We'll be back with hour two. Stick around, more to come, I hope.
I'm through with doubt. Nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.